At Carpe Diem Charter School, there's downstairs and then there's upstairs. That's two physical levels of the school, of course, but also two halves to the school's teaching model. Downstairs looks pretty much like how you'd expect most schools to look.
What year is it, Josh?
Election year.
An election year.
There's a handful of classrooms downstairs. Teachers lead the school's less than 100 6th through 12th graders in projects and small group work. But students only spend about half of their time down here. The other half is spent upstairs. The ceiling vents are constantly whirring in a cavernous room up here, filled from end to end with small cubicles. And each one has a computer screen. Several dozen students at a time use them to work on lessons, worksheets, quizzes, tests. All of it's online. But they're not alone. A few teachers pace the room helping students who run into trouble.
So what are they asking about with this particular experiment?
The effect of radiation.
The teachers also carry Nook tablets that display each student's progress in real time.
They know exactly how you're doing, even if they're on the other side of the room. I think that's pretty awesome.
Junior Rio Burton left an Indianapolis public school's magnet program to enroll at Carpe Diem. Rio says his old school wasn't all bad, but he just got tired of students who had already tuned out.
You get slowed down by a lot of the people that don't care as much about their education. But here, you can, you know, go as far as you want, as far as you want to. It's all in your hands.
The idea behind Carpe Diem's blended learning model is that Rio can master the textbook skills upstairs on the computer, then apply that knowledge downstairs in lessons teachers create to encourage critical thinking and creativity. What links the two is data. Data about how well a student is doing that teachers can use to shape student projects. Carpe Diem founder Rick Ogston says it all looks a lot different than the way most mainstream schools run, and he says that contrast can be pretty jarring.
This feels like a call center, not a classroom.
Oh, it much looks like a call center, absolutely. But what does a classroom look like? If you look at the traditional classroom, you have kids lined up in rows. What was personal about that?
Ogston says teachers have been trying for decades to teach kids at different ability levels at the same time. But he says kids never truly get an individualized education, because in trying to teach to the high-achieving and struggling students all at once, educators end up teaching to the middle. But he says Carpe Diem attempts to solve this problem, and that's why the school looks, physically, so different.
When you begin to optimize learning for kids, it gets messy. And there's no way that one person, one teacher, can optimize learning individually for 30 kids or 40 kids in a classroom. That's what technology leverages. It isn't about technology. You've got to have a teacher. You've got to have a great teacher.
Carpe Diem's building on Meridian Street is just the first of six schools Ogston plans to open by 2018. But blended learning looks different in different schools, and some digital learning experts say the data don't yet show the model can be successful on a broad scale. Even with the help of live teachers downstairs, they fear students are losing opportunities for spontaneous learning and critical thinking while they're sitting upstairs at a computer. Melissa Grisolfi is an associate professor at Vanderbilt University.
We're very good at giving kids worksheets if what you want to give them is practice on procedures. We don't need to leverage complex forms of technology to accomplish that particular goal. That's underusing, in my opinion, the potential of technology.
Grisolfi says if blended learning means using cool technology-based learning tools, she's all for it. But if the online curriculum doesn't do it better than the textbook, it's not worth a school's money. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.